You find yourself at a party, a New Year's Eve party, surrounded by all of your friends, maybe some close family members, and a few people you don't recognize. You look around the room, and everybody has glasses of champagne and drinks and nibbles, and there's a person in the corner of the room playing the piano. And everybody's smiling and joking, laughing, having such a good time, remembering the past year and how very soon all of this will be over. Talking about their New Year's resolutions and how they plan to change themselves for 2019. And you find yourself alone for a moment, gazing at the room, seeing all the faces of the people, staring back at you. And then, out of the corner of your eye, you see her. Yes, her. The gorgeous woman with the dark hair and the dark eyes. She's wearing a black, low-cut, slinky dress and stiletto heels. She's polished, pristine, and smiles at you slightly, her red lips catching the light. As you stare at her intently, as she walks away over to you, you feel your heart pounding out of your chest. She's gorgeous, encapsulating all that you see. She walks over to you and says, "Hi, how are you doing? Are you enjoying the party?" You nod eagerly. She says, "Oh, me too. I just came here with some friends. I haven't seen you around before." You offer her your name, and she reaches out her hand. "Well, hi. It's nice to meet you. I'm having such a good time. This is a really nice party." "Yeah, I hope you're having a good time too." You nod again. "Say, have you got any resolutions for 2019? I've been thinking of mine, but I can't seem to think of any." That's when you look at her and you tell her that for 2019, you want a change. You're not quite sure what kind of change yet, but you just feel like a change is in order. New year, new you, after all. Isn't that what they all say? She smiles at you and says, "A change, huh? A big change? Maybe a life change? Interesting." And with that, she looks down at your champagne glass. It's empty. "Say, how about I go and get us some more champagne? You just sit tight and I'll be back in a moment." And with that, she takes a glass and runs off to the drinks table. You stand there watching everybody talking again until she comes back with your champagne glass. "Here," she says. "Oh, the champagne is delightful. Don't you agree?" You nod eagerly again, taking a sip of your champagne. And you notice it seems to hit your head a lot faster than usual. You've only had a couple of drinks before this, and you're not quite sure how it made you feel this way, but it feels good. Your head starts to buzz and spin slightly, as all you can do is stare at the beautiful woman gazing into your eyes. She giggles lightly. "Oh, you're so cute. Has anyone ever told you that?" You feel flattered by her as you continue to drink your champagne, and you start to notice the feeling getting stronger and stronger in your head as you look down at your cup and realize there's something in the champagne. As you take another sip, your head starts to spin and buzz, whirling around and around. Your vision gets blurry as the people start to fade into the background, in and out, as your vision blurs as you look at her, only able to focus directly on her eyes as she smiles at you and says, "Well, you said you wanted a change. So guess what? I've drugged you and you're coming with me, and you are going to change. Oh, and look, now's the countdown to midnight. The stroke of midnight, you'll be mine, and there's nothing you can do about it. As you hear the clock starting to tick down, you start to feel the anticipation building. As your vision gets blurrier and blurrier, that's right, as your head spins around and around and around, you listen for the numbers as it counts down from 10. As you start to know that she's kidnapping you, she's taking you, and she's going to change you. You're not quite sure where or why or how, but everything just fades into the background and fades out of vision. As time seems to slow down to a crawl, slowed by the drugs. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year's. You're mine now.